You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So this is interesting. They're saying more women are going into medical school, and women doctors may actually outnumber men doctors in Europe. And that may also happen over here in the States. Really? I always thought it was kind of maybe at the most 50-50. But they say women doctors will soon outnumber men after numbers in medical school go up tenfold. Really? By 2017, women doctors will outnumber men. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Does it even matter? I don't know, you know, because I'm a female doctor. I'm a woman. Yeah, okay. And it's interesting because an advantage to that is you have a lot of women saying, all right, I, you know, want a female doctor. If I have an issue with a lump in my breast, if I have, need a gynecological exam, I want to go to a female. Yet I can't tell you how many times my female patients say, my husband won't go to a woman. They only want to go to a man. My husband will not go to a woman, I only want to go to a man. So I think it's six of one, half a dozen of another. You know, you'll attract certain clientele. I have a lot of male patients. You know, I have many male patients say they don't want a man examining their prostate or giving them a hernia check. They'd rather it be a female. So, you know, just people have certain preferences. I used to prefer just female doctors. But, you know, after having a couple kids and all the surgeries I've had, and, you know, I think every doctor in the city I'm in has seen me naked. It doesn't even matter anymore. I got nothing really to hide. So I don't mind. But, yeah, when I was younger, I just wanted a woman, you know. It's interesting how things may be changing in terms of the demographics of the medical school class. I mean, when I was in medical school, yes, women were the minority. But I mean, it's difficult because, you know, you're trying to raise the kids. But also then there was that I felt guilty, you know, that I was going to go have a career, but that was already in the 90s. And, you know, women were, it was already okay, you know, for women to be able to try to double do and to try to balance. But now, I mean, I'm wondering if it's going the complete other end where it's almost taboo for a woman to be home, which I think is ridiculous because honestly, these kids that are raised by a stay-at-home mom, they do so well. They do so well. And I mean, I still feel guilty that my kids weren't raised by me at home. But, you know, then again, on the flip side, that's probably why they don't use as much foul language, you know? That's probably why they have better eating habits, right? They don't have Lord of the Rings memorized like I'm sure they would have if, you know, I was home all day. But, I mean, honestly, if I got to choose how to raise my kids, I would have been home. But I wasn't, you know, so I had them with me at work and, you know, we did daycare. And, I mean, they're turning out okay, you know. They're a little obstinate. They're a little spoiled. They don't get disciplined enough. I mean, that's one thing I know. I mean, my mom was home, and I hated her being home because every day when I got home, I could get yelled at. I had to do chores. You know, my kids, they're hardly disciplined, and we're seeing a lot of kids under-disciplined because mom's not home. You know, but for women to go to medical school and go through how much training? I went to 4 years of high school, 4 years of college, 4 years of undergrad. Okay, 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and then 3 years residency, and that's a short residency. 3 years of residency is kind of short. You know, surgeons are 5-6 years. So that's a lot of schooling. That's 11 years post-high school. And, you know, many women, they just choose to have families later. They choose not to have families. But, you know, I'm wondering if we're going into this trend where women are supposed to work, maybe also economically. I mean, I think there's a lot of pressure to be a two-income family. We've been talking about this a lot on the show, economics of things, and I could not imagine our family try to do it with one income. We don't, not especially during this recession. And what's also just fascinating, but scary fascinating, is how the breadwinner loses their job. I got to tell you, we have so many more Mr. Moms. We have a huge generation now of Mr. Moms because of this recession. Wife is able to get a job before husband. Now, I'm seeing that a lot because I live in Southern Nevada, and so we had a huge construction industry, if you could even call it that. Okay, you know, Vegas, it used to be tourism industry was the biggie, and then we had a construction industry, huge construction boom. And I always got really nervous about the construction industry because I thought it was very vulnerable, very, very weak scaffold having a construction industry, because if you don't need to construct and people aren't coming, it dropped. So all these men and engineers and workers that had jobs out completely, yet many of the wives and girlfriends were able to get jobs. So it's interesting. Interesting. We're seeing more women in the workforce, a lot more women. I'm sure an economist could come up with more advantages of hiring a woman over a man. You don't always think it was a disadvantage. You think the woman had to get home to the kids. But, you know, maybe women are figuring it out. Maybe women are, you know, using mom and using, you know, we're going to be talking about on this hour how more and more people are living with their parents, you know, especially young adults. I mean, it's starting to be more of the norm, people bunking in together. We've talked about this on the show, but another study came out from the U.S. Census Bureau saying more and more people are living at home. I mean, this recession, this economy has just changed the dynamics of everything. More women in the work field, kids moving back in with mom and dad as opposed to mom and dad moving in with you. I mean, how I grew up, grandparents always moved in with us. That's just how it was. The kids did better than the parents. Now it's the opposite. The parents have more money than the kids. Remember I was talking about that older gentleman who had his life savings in his jacket? 80-year-old gentleman, and he accidentally gave it to Goodwill, and his wife has cancer, so he needs some money, and he's trying to find it. He didn't know the money was in the pockets. Well, you know, people were remarking, really, 13 grand was his life savings? That's not much of a life savings. How many of us have that kind of money in the bank? We don't. I don't have a life savings. We're living day to day, week to week, month to month. Who has life savings anymore? Some of the grandparents. So when our grandparents are doing better than us, or our parents are doing better than us, well, this whole world is topsy-turvy. But, you know, all right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We got Donovan working the dial tonight. Great show ahead. But, I'm looking at this here. The U.S. Census Bureau now, they're saying almost 20% of men between the age of 25 to 34, are living at home with their parents. Almost 20%. Did you guys realize it's that much? The census found that 59% of men, age 18 to 24, and 50% of women in the same age bracket still resided in their parents' home in 2011. So that's 18 to 24. We saw about 50-60%. But up to 34 years old, almost 20%. Okay, so people are still living at home with their family or they're moving back in with their parents. Where are the jobs? Where do you go? If here we are in this recession, so I'm trying to look. I've been kind of following this closely over the last 3 years. What jobs are the best jobs to go into? And I think a report came out about a week or two ago saying if you, let's say, majored in astronomy, right, you know, wanted to become an astronaut, you'd probably get hired. Okay, but I mean, let's be realistic, okay? Many of us cannot go back to college. Well, they say there's a lot of growth in, like, computer software engineering. They say that's another growing field, and I could see that. I think computer software is always going to be big because, you know, as long as you're still on the edge of things, you know, like they say Apple, Facebook, Salesforce.com have created a tech jobs boomlet, they said. There's, I don't know if Facebook per se is hiring, but, and I don't know if per se Apple is hiring, but they say, you know, these companies usually are always posting jobs, which I've never looked, I never even thought. They're also thinking maybe like occupational therapists, physical therapists may be a possibly good, you know, type of, I'm trying to prevent from coughing. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, those may be good tracks to go into. I've already talked to you guys in terms of healthcare and the changes that Obamacare is going to bring. If you're a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant, that's probably going to be in huge demand later because doctors are leaving medicine in droves. Now, what is probably one of the worst fields? Attorney. They say there is less than one opening for every 100 working attorneys. Big shocker there. Too many attorneys. Well, you know what I think is going on with the attorney issue is, okay, you know, attorneys, they, you know, transfer money around basically, you know, yes, you know, I don't know if they're talking about particularly defense attorneys, criminal attorneys, et cetera, but I think many attorneys that deal with suits and corporate attorneys, et cetera. But what I found interesting is one of the easiest statements, one of the most common statements I'm hearing people say to each other is, sue me. Sue me. You're not going to get anything. And they're right. Everybody is so upside down. Anybody you think had money doesn't have it anymore. Nobody has any assets. I can't tell you how many bankruptcies I see my patients go through. And you know, I feel bad for them. But, of course, it's difficult for doctors to stay in business because, you know, we're one of the very few fields where you actually give your services and you hope you get paid. I mean, you know, when somebody does your hair, you got to pay them right then and there. If you decide to go buy milk, a gallon of milk, you need to pay for that gallon of milk before you leave. But we doctors, no, we do our services. We spend money on supplies. We spend money on staff. And we hope that 3 to 6 months later we'll get paid by the insurance company or the patient. Doesn't happen. So, you know, many people, they, you know, file for bankruptcy. So we're starting to have this type of world where it's like, where, you know, people are just, I don't care. You know, I'm losing my house. I'm going to squat in my house as long as I can until it's foreclosed. And, it is. It's a horrible time. I'm not saying someone's right. I'm not saying someone's wrong. I mean, if your house is going to be taken away and you're getting free rent, I mean, you might as well live there. But it's this attitude of lack of financial responsibility. And, I mean, I used to panic every single month to make sure I got everything paid, and I wanted to make sure my credit was 100% perfect, and I did. I had my credit perfect. And then when the recession hit in 2009, I needed to go to the bank and ask for a line of credit, right? Half of my patients left because of the construction industry. They left. I had to pay staff. I had to pay my bills. And the bank said no. And I said, what are you talking about? I have perfect credit. They go, yeah, but you won't. None of us will. You'll see. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, all these years, for a decade, I kept perfect credit. They said, sorry, we're freezing. Remember, the banks wouldn't loan any more money. So, you know, after that, I'm like, well, you know what? I mean, maybe I'm not going to bust. I couldn't bust my butt to have my bills paid month after month. Still, I'm going to pay all my bills. But it's like, well, you know, you could only do what you could do. But so lawyers, all right, lawyers, there's less than one opening for every 100 working attorneys, all right? Not many job opportunities for lawyers. But maybe that's why. I mean, it's really not worth the lawsuit. I mean, I'm seeing people not pay their rent. I'm seeing tenants not pay their rent in these other buildings, and the landlord can't really do much about it. I mean, you know, they could kick them out, but there's not much they could do with the contract. Not much, you know, can you go after future earnings of people? Well, if they worked. So we're seeing a lot less attorneys work. Now, of course, that's going to change. Everything's going to change. The pendulum goes back and forth. The economy will get better. I mean, somebody in Washington is going to have to make some smart decisions, of course. And you know, I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's, we'll see, hopefully, with the new administration, if we get a new administration. But it's just, we have much different attitudes now. More women going to work, more men staying home, this I don't care, sue me attitude. It's just, it's odd. And, you know, people are going to have to bundle up and you know, move in with their parents. And that's what we used to do, you know, for centuries. We lived with our family. We didn't fly across country and have all this separation. I can't stand it when I have a, you know, an elderly lady or a senior, and I'm like, where are your kids? You're going to have to go to the hospital. Where are your kids? Oh, I got one in New York, and I got one in Japan, and I got, you know, I mean, why isn't the family together? People need to take care of each other. And what ends up happening is, you know, eventually we have to move grandma in, or we have to move grandpa in, or you have to move. But it just, we're really seeing things change very, very rapidly and very topsy-turvy. I don't know if it's going to stay. I don't know. You know, also interesting, I was looking at this. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say schools now are adding, as part of their coursework, internet etiquette. Now, when I saw that, I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, whatever happened to home ec? Whatever happened to shop? I want to look into that. I want to look into and see what home ec is. Are they really teaching the girls to cook and clean and the guys get to do shop? Or are more women now, you know, in shop? I loved shop class. I took shop. I loved it. Home ec, I failed. But shop, I did well. I can't cook. Maybe I should have taken more home ec classes so I could cook. But now they are including in school regimens internet etiquette, focusing on privacy, cyberbullying, electronic plagiarism. I guess those are important. I mean, it's a sign of the times. But your kids, rather than studying for the SATs or learning another language, they are spending a certain amount of time learning how to navigate through the internet and how to deal with privacy. And I'm sure they do need to learn. I mean, I actually, when you think about it, I do agree with it. It sounded crazy. It sounded like a waste of time. But it doesn't make sense. They say in a recent study, national survey released by Common Sense Media, that 41% of children 8 and younger have access to a smartphone, and 13% have spent time on social networking sites. We're talking third grade and under. To my kid, no way, I'm not giving them smartphones. No way, I can't afford it. But yeah, they're on the internet. They know more about the internet than I do. They know how to cut and paste. They know how to Google. They know how to poke. I mean, I don't know where the kids learn this stuff, but they are. They're learning it. And so I agree, they need to be protected. But, you know, I'm dying to know whatever happened to the home ec, and do they still have home ec? And, you know, I'm dying to see what the sex ed class is now as opposed to 30 years ago, as opposed to 60 years ago if they even had a sex ed class. You know, I'm sure now, you know, they need to teach the kids about, I mean, we never talked about oral sex, but I'm sure now they are. You know, AIDS, they were just barely touching upon, and now, you know, that's huge. Although, what's really interesting is in today's news, they were talking about how they think they found a way to have 100% protection of AIDS, manipulating genes in mice. Rather than trying to come up with a vaccine, they found that if you give a gene to a mouse, that incites their immune system and may work. So interesting stuff. But this world is changing, and it's changing, you know, pretty fast. All right, when we come back, more medical news. Please don't go away. The Dr. Dolly Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones.
This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, in headlines today, John Hinckley Jr. wants to have an early release or longer release jaunts so he could visit his mother. Now, John Hinckley Jr., as we remember, had tried to assassinate President Reagan back in 1981, and he failed. However, his bullet did hit Ronald Reagan in the lung. Now, it was the sixth bullet that ricocheted off the limousine, got under Ronald Reagan's arm, got into his lung, caused immediate pulmonary edema because Ronald Reagan had been coughing up some frothy sputum. Ronald Reagan didn't even really feel it. He's like, did I cut my lip? I mean, he was so gallant. He was amazing through it all. Went to the hospital, started to bleed pretty profusely internally. They were able to you know, fix him up, and you know, he was making jokes the whole time. We were talking about his assassination attempt, but John Hinckley Jr. had done this, of course, to win the love of Jodie Foster, who didn't know who the heck he was, and for him to think that this could be something that would enamor a movie star. I mean, the guy just completely out of his wits. What prosecutors are saying is, as he's going on these jaunts to visit his mom, or as he's going on his little leave jaunts, I mean, he'll pretend like he's going to the movies. And he'll go up to the ticket counter. I'm surprised they let him out to do this. And instead, he'll run to a bookstore and read books on presidents that were assassinated and assassination attempts and Ronald Reagan's assassination. So, I, you know, they're saying he's deceptive. He's unstable. He lies about his whereabouts. And so lawyers are asking, you know, the federal judge to not, not allow him a release. You know, he's been in the mental hospital now for 30 years. He was acquitted of all counts of I believe it was how many, 13 counts of assault, murder, weapons. They found him not guilty by reason of insanity back in 81. Now, because of this, there was such an outrage that the Congress had to turn around 3 years later and pass the Insanity Defense Reform Act to tighten federal standards. I mean, you know, they're like, okay, wait a second. Okay, we're going to have to put the burden of proof on defense that there's insanity, you know, rather than prosecution, because this is, it's ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Now, you know, it's interesting because I'm looking at prior cases where the insanity defense tried to be used. So Richard Lawrence was an unemployed house painter, right, that fired two pistols at U.S. President Andrew Jackson. All right, both pistols misfired, and Richard Lawrence was quickly apprehended. All right, he was the first person to ever be charged with attempted assassination of a U.S. president. Now, he had suffered from delusions of persecution. He thought he was the heir to the British throne and that Jackson had thwarted him and conspired against him. So he was, though, sent to jail. He was put in an asylum, but the jury did acquit him by reason of insanity after only 5 minutes of deliberation. But, again, they spent the rest of his life in an asylum. All right, it wasn't this 30-year thing like John Hinckley Jr. here. In 1859, U.S. Congressman Daniel Sickles was charged with murder after he shot and killed U.S. District Attorney Philip Barton Key in broad daylight. Now, let me see what happened with him. An all-male jury accepted the argument of temporary insanity. They also, even though there was apparently an issue where Key was sleeping with Sickles' wife, that's why it happened, and Sickles was acquitted on temporary insanity, later served as a major general in the Civil War, received a Congressional Medal of Honor. So temporary insanity, and it was accepted by the jury, yet he serves in the Civil War. Let me kind of skip over this and go to Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, in 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer was convicted of the murder of 15 young men who he mutilated, cannibalized. Remember this? He reportedly had sex with the corpses. I mean, just absolutely disgusting. Now, at trial, he admitted the killings, pled not guilty by reason of insanity, but the plea was rejected. And the jury found Dahmer to be legally sane at the time of the murders. He was sentenced to 15 consecutive life sentences without chance of parole. Good. So they thought at this point that was the death of the insanity defense, that you couldn't use it. Because remember, in Hinckley, I mean, wow, Hinckley got acquitted. John Hinckley Jr. Yet here, Dahmer, they wouldn't even take the insanity defense. Even though both are extremely deranged. I mean, just like we were talking about Jared Loughner with the Congresswoman Giffords killing. I mean, this guy, yes, he's deranged, but he's sane enough to take punishment for his actions. We talked about Jared Loughner and, you know, the whole timeline of events, going to Circle K, going to Walmart, picking up film, driving, getting pulled over by a cop, getting out of the ticket. I mean, he was very meticulous and very organized and went through a series of events before he did what he did. Yet he's insane, really? Really, he can't stand trial? That's baloney. That's bullcrap. So John Hinckley Jr., here we go. Because of the jury acquitting him, based on insanity, there's a chance he could be released. He tried to shoot and he shot and tried to kill a president of the United States. What's he going to do? Try to kill Obama if he gets out? I mean, he is not. He's high risk. There is no way he can add to society. What can he contribute to society? No, I mean, I'm surprised they don't even get the death penalty, to be honest. Well, those were just some cases I'd looked at about other notorious insanity cases. This is very interesting that this Insanity Act had to be instituted back in 1984. It's just ridiculous how these lawyers can, you know, manipulate it drives me crazy. Okay, so, you know, what's interesting is what's going on in San Francisco with McDonald's. Now, remember, with McDonald's, there has been a law that passed, I think it's the Healthy Meal Act, where McDonald's in San Francisco is not allowed to give toys in their Happy Meals. It's manipulating kids. It's marketing to kids, right? Do kids, you know, work make income and then go and purchase dinner for the family. No, that's not what the kids do. The parents do. And trust me, these McDonald's Happy Meal toys are not worth, I mean, all the buzz. Okay, you know, these kids can have, when a kid wants a Happy Meal, it's because it's yummy and it's cute and the box is cute and they don't like their mom's cooking. It's not because of the stupid toy. I mean, the toys are ridiculous. They're so cheap. But how these San Francisco McDonald's are getting around is like, all right, we're not going to give it out for free. You got to pay 10 cents. See, we're not giving the toy for free. You got to pay us 10 cents. So what McDonald's is doing now is they're charging parents 10 cents for the stupid toy. And it's not worth 10 cents, honestly. You know, so you know they're making a profit on the deal. 10 cents for the toy. Now, they are not allowed to give away a toy if the meal has more than 600 calories. A fast food meal must include fruit, vegetables, unless served as breakfast, have less than 640 milligrams of sodium, less than 35% calories from fat, a beverage that gets less than 10% of its calories from added sweeteners, and less than 35% of its calories from fat in order to legally include a stupid toy. Oh, I gotta tell you. Yeah, so that's how McDonald's is going around it. These rules and laws, it just astounds me. You know, you could blame fast food chains all you want. It's the mom and dad that are ultimately responsible. If mom and dad think a soda, a double cheeseburger, and fries is a healthy meal for their kid, you could yell and scream at these fast food chains all you want, but you really need to smack mom and dad upside the head. Okay, you can governmentalize and law and regulate. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, a lot of these size twos, they really want their French fries. Let them have their French fries. Let them eat their French fries. Really? It's going to be kind of interesting to see how this pans out, because San Francisco isn't going to be the first place to ban, you know, fast food chains from doing things. I mean, already it's popping up in all these other cities, and, you know, fast food chains are trying. Now, I do like the idea of cutting back the sodium. I think it's smart to try to use healthier oils. I think it's a smart idea to be very conscious and, you know, allowing calorie counts and nutritional values to be available for parents to read. I'm for that. But, you know, come on, the stupid toy. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. power up your survival.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're all joining us on the Dr. Dahlia Show. These little unhatched turtles. We're talking about these little cute baby turtles. And I gotta say, turtles are so cute when they're being born. Little baby turtles. Apparently scientists believe that these baby turtles communicate with each other before they hatch, and they arrange to emerge from their eggs at the same time. Now, this is University of Western Sydney, said that Australia's Murray short-necked turtle embryos synchronize their hatching to prevent smaller turtles emerging alone and being attacked by predators like iguanas and foxes. They believed unhatched turtles may be able to sense each other's heart vibrations or may detect gases emitted from the brain or breath of other turtles. Good. The team said that more developed turtles can send signals on their growth status to less developed ones to encourage them to increase their growth rates. So that's pretty cool. So the team said the embryos positioned at the bottom of the nest have a catch-up mechanism that helps enable them to overcome their longer incubation periods. Now, they don't know how they do this, but they think there's these chemical clues and the eggs communicate with each other. They say the egg is actually breathing, it's sucking in oxygen, expiring carbon dioxide, and if you've got a lot of well-developed eggs in the nest, there's going to be more CO2, which makes sense. They think the buildup of the CO2, the carbon dioxide in the nest, could trigger underdeveloped embryonic turtles to increase their metabolic metabolic rate. The team studied these turtles by dividing the clutch of eggs into two and incubating them at different temperature levels. Then they united the eggs after a week and analyzed their embryonic heart rates and metabolic rates. Yet the cooler embryos that sped up their heart rate and metabolism during the last third of the incubation period and also hatched within a couple days of the warmer ones. Really cool stuff. When you see, you know, when you see how these animals can do that, I think that stuff is absolutely fascinating. All right, now, it looks like grizzly bears this year are back on the endangered species list. I don't really have a lot to do with bears. I get kind of scared of bears. But they say, apparently, last week, the court appeal, which sought to put the mighty grizzly bear back on the endangered species list, did receive favor and victory. So the court allowed grizzly bears to go back on the endangered species list. Apparently, the grizzly's habitat and food supply has been white bark pine forest at its core, which along the past decades have been extensively destroyed. There's been infestation of fungus, the bark beetles. Yes, we've known the bark beetles have killed a lot of the trees. They say climate change. So now, all right, they're re-adding the grizzly bear. Yeah, and I was looking, I'm like, well, you know, what the heck is on our endangered species list? There's something called the Abbott's Bobby. An Abramalaga toad. I mean, this list is huge. I mean, I'm glad there is a list. I'm glad they're protecting them. But, I mean, some of these names are crazy. There's a Zorro bubble nest frog. I wonder if the reason why it's called Zorro bubble nest frog, maybe it has, like, a mask. I want to look some of these up. There's a zebra duiker, a zebra forest tree frog. Is it a zebra or is it a frog? I don't get it. All right. There's a Yenananafu frog, a Yunnan spiny. I think it's amazing that they could figure this stuff out. I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed. All right, so what's going on in political news? Well, not much news from the Obamacare end. I guess Herman Cain still reassessing his candidacy. I mean, that's already making us kind of think, all right, something's going up. You know, what had happened was Ginger White had claimed she had an affair with him for 13 years. So now he's saying, look, I'm not going to make a knee-jerk decision. Give me some time. I'm going to figure this out. We're going to, you know, reassess what's going on. And you're like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I am just blown away if all these allegations are true. Now, I like Herman Cain. I've known him. I've worked with him. I was really impressed. I'm very excited about his candidacy. I was extremely excited about his candidacy. But I never donated. I don't have money to donate, right? So, and I'm very grateful I have. I mean, imagine, though, people that spent thousands upon thousands of dollars. And imagine putting money into a candidate that later has to, you know, back out of a race. That is just, you know, not to mention people working on this campaign. So it'll be interesting to see. Interesting to see what happens. I'm just kind of in awe. I mean, I really like the guy, you know. I thought, you know, I still do. I mean, I think he could be an amazing president. It's just, you know, he has to de-Clintonize, you know, whatever's been going on. All right. What else do we got here? All right. So it looks like a study came out saying, you know, people that are creative thinkers, these kids that think creatively, or even adults, appear to be less honest and more likely to cheat than less creative people. Now, lead researcher Dr. Francesca Jean of Harvard and co-author Dr. Aurelia of Duke, boy, these are some big, heavy researchers, wrote about their findings in the American Psychological Personality and Social Psychology Journal. And what they did is, in one experiment, participants were given sheets with general knowledge questions and asked to circle answers, then transferred their results onto another multiple choice sheet to hand in. But the person supervising the test said there had been a mistake, and the second sheet had faint marks on the correct answers. Thus, participants had the opportunity to cheat and pretend their answers were the same as those already marked with the faint circle. All right, and they found that the participants who, you know, I guess were more creative, tried to cheat. Another experiment, the participants were given drawings showing a diagonal line with dots dispersed on either side. They had to say if there were more dots on one side than the other. There were 200 trials altogether, half of which were, it was like virtually impossible to say which one of were dots, but participants were told they would be paid 10 times more for each time they said there were more dots on the right. Okay? And then, and basically, so what they found out, and I really don't understand these tests too well, but basically people who are more creative were more prone to cheat. Now, I tell you what I noticed in school, just going to school and with kids in school. I think there's people that need to cheat, and then there's people that don't need to cheat, but they're so intelligent and they're so bored with the humdrum of what's going on that they cheat for the entertainment of it. Like, you know, we watch the Facebook movie, The Social Network, and, you know, you're watching, you know, the story about Mark Zuckerberg, and it almost like he looks bored. I mean, I know he was upset, a girl dumped him, and that's how the story goes, but I think a lot of these very intelligent people, they get bored, and they want to see if they could do it. It's a challenge. And they at first start with something not too unethical, but then they're able to expand it. And so one thing Mark Zuckerberg had done is he had broken into Harvard's, according to the story, The Social Network, he had broken into Harvard's system. And it was a pretty big feat for him to do. And so, you know, did he do it because, you know, he really wanted to be a criminal? No, he didn't do it. He did it because he wanted to put, you know, have people rate girls, and he wanted to kind of come up with this game of, you know, which girl was more of a zoo creature than the other. I don't really remember the game he tried to do. And in order to affect that, he had to break into the Harvard system and get their firewalls down and be able to, you know, collect other people's emails, etc., to send it out on the network. And that's what he did before he developed Facebook, and then he developed Facebook from there. So, you know, you wonder just, you know, what exactly is the instigating motivator? What started? Is it because, you know, these people that want to cheat need to cheat, or is it because they can and they take advantage? You know, I mean, I'm seeing less and less kids go, oh, this isn't right. You know, you accidentally gave me. I mean, oh, my gosh, if the teacher ever gave us the key, of course we'd use it. We weren't stupid. You know, I mean, oh, my God, if the teacher key is there, we're going to look at it. I mean, and it wasn't because we were evil or anything. So but I do have to tell you, I mean, when I hear some of these schemes and some of these you know, ploys and, you know, these fake charities to get money, horrible. And these people should be, you know, prosecuted, but very intelligent, very crafty. All right, guys, great show. Great, great show. I can't wait to talk to you all tomorrow. Don't forget to check our website at drdahlia.com. Sign our guest book and sign up for the Alaska Cruise. We're going next year. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.